Joining me once again here at Robin Hood Radio is founding artistic director Christine Javert of the Crescendo Music Organization. And we're here to talk about their 2025-2026 season, which is in its second half. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you, Mike, for having me. And I'm very excited to talk about what's coming up.
As I see it, we have concerts, of course. That's one of the things you're most known for. But there's also going to be a workshop. So let's start off with the concert season that remains this year and tell us what's happening and where.
The workshop is actually connected to the first upcoming concert now, which is at the end of April, April 25 and 26. Tango meets the Mass. So that's a very unusual program of sacred choral music with the rhythm, harmonies, and instruments, and the whole drive of tango music. Very, very unusual. We will do the U.S. premiere of work that is cantata with Old Testament texts and Yiddish folk songs and a Hebrew song as well. So secular and sacred mixed infusion. And the interesting thing about this program too is that the composer, the Argentine composer Martin Palmeri, who is really world-renowned composer, conductor, and pianist, will be part of our concerts. He's coming to the U.S. and he's conducting and playing. We are sharing the podium in this production. So this whole production is called Stepping into Song, alluding to the tango steps. And the music is really fantastic. It has the chorus, it has a soprano solo part, a Mexican soprano Nadia Aguilar from the Hartford area will be our soloist. She has performed for Crescendo in the past. Beautiful, warm voice. And the Crescendo Chorus has about 35 singers, and some of them are amateurs and some of them are professionals. So it's a very, very interesting mix of singers. We will be joined by the Connecticut State Manchester Community College Chorus. So there are young students and a couple of community members that are students of that college. For the first time, we are collaborating with them and they will join us for this performance. So there will be a kind of larger than usual chorus on stage and an instrumental ensemble closely showing what the tango orchestra normally looks like. Of course, the main instrument in tango is the bandoneon, which is really the feature instrument played by an Argentine former from New York City, Rodolfo Zanetti. It has an ensemble of strings and piano, and so it should sound like a real tango orchestra. And as I was saying before, the composer and I will both accompany in different pieces and direct. So look forward to that production. We thought that it was the perfect thing for our community members to get into the spirit of this, to offer some tango workshops. These workshops will be offered here locally in Falls Village at Center on Main, who is collaborating with us in presenting this one workshop. We're very grateful for that, and it has a sliding admission scale. Not that the workshops are very expensive, but there's a small registration fee. Muna Zweithof from Hartford will be our coach. She's a professional tango dancer. She has a dance studio herself in Hartford, and she also is either founder or a member of the Hartford Argentine Tango Society. So she does a lot to promote this genre, and she's a wonderful workshop leader. And we offer hour-long workshops. The first one is actually this weekend on Saturday, March 28th. And all of these workshops are freestanding. You can sign up for one now or later or more than one or even two on the same day. We always present two workshops with a little break on the same day. If you like tango, you can stay right over and sign up for both of them or just one. She finds a way to keep everybody engaged and active. This week's March 28 workshop is in Great Barrington at St. James Place, which is also one of our concert venues. And the workshops, the first one starts at 1:30 to 2:30. The other one is at 2:45 till 3:45. For all of these workshops and concerts, you can sign up through Crescendo's website, and registration is required online prior to the workshop, crescendomusic.org. All of the information and links to registration and also concert tickets are there. If you participate in one of these workshops, you get also a discounted concert ticket to one of these performances. So that is what we start with.
And let's stop and go over the dates. March 28th, Great Barrington. April 11th, Great Barrington. April 10th in Falls Village. Each one has the same timing to it, the two parts?
There are 2 hours in each, yes, date in each venue. April 10th are evening ones. And the Falls Village one is Friday evening. And the Great Barrington ones, March 28th and April 11th, are afternoon ones, 1:30 and 2:45.
All right. And the time for the Falls Village evening is?
5 to 6 and then 6:30 to 7:30.
On to the concerts.
So the concerts, as I was talking before, the main concert connected to this is Stepping Into Song. The dates are April 25, locally here in Trinity Church, Lime Rock, and April 26 at Great Barrington at St. James Place. Here in Lime Rock, it's a 7 p.m. concert. And in Great Barrington, it's a 4 p.m. concert. All of this information is very clearly on our website, crescendomusic.org. So the remaining two concerts are in May. We have performances with something very different. And these are performances with Crescendo Vocal Ensemble and period instruments, a bass player and organ. And the repertoire featured is probably the most sublime and deep and showy and complex and wonderful motets by Johann Sebastian Bach. All of his mainly known 6 motets will be performed over the course of 2 days. So the first day we perform 3 motets and a couple of organ pieces will be in between. The audience will be invited to sing with us one of the chorales or hymns that underlies one of these compositions. There will be a little bit of an explanation. And then the second day we perform the other 3 motets. Plus, we repeat one of the motets that we did the previous day. So one motet will be performed both days. But so over the course of these 2 days in 2 different locations, on May 30, it will be at St. James Place in Great Barrington at 4 p.m. And on May 31, it will be at Trinity Church in Lime Rock at 4 p.m. So Bach's motets, it's very rare to hear these pieces in concert. This is with a Crescendo Vocal Ensemble. Again, a mixture of amateur singers and paid professional singers. So the level should be really wonderful. And these are showy pieces. Some of them are in double choir where you have the echo effects. And these are very true to the text and the emotions that are conveyed by the text. They are composed in a wonderfully dramatic way. So I just recommend to come and be part of this experience. Whether you do both concerts or just one of them, everything works. We finish on June 13, and this is the third concert this year where we honor and feature pioneering women performers, composers. This last one is about a local worldwide figured, Wanda Landowska. She was a harpsichordist, but she was also a visionary and an intellectual. She lived the last 10 years of her life in Lakeville, did famous recordings here, and every year we do a concert in tribute of her vision and her memory. And this one, I will be playing a harpsichord recital, offering some repertoire that she curated and presented, and I will include something also new that has just been recently discovered, two new works by Johann Sebastian Bach for the keyboard. That was a big sensation a few months ago in Leipzig. The scholars identified two new works by Johann Sebastian Bach. So these will be included in that concert program as well of Baroque works. So June 13, this last concert will be at the Lakeville Methodist Church. All of the tickets and the more information is on our website, crescendomusic.org.
We are talking with founding artistic director Christine Givert of Crescendo Music. Is there anything we've missed on this?
Well, it's technically not part of this season anymore, but look forward to the Crescendo Summer Workshops. They are coming up in July. They will be
All
held
right.
for 5 weeks. So those will be also posted shortly on our website. People thinking about the summer, there is activities Monday nights in Lime Rock and Wednesday afternoons at St. James Place in Great Barrington as well. You
Well,
can
that's
sign
great.
up or send us an email.
Once again, you can find all this at crescendomusic.org. Spelling wise, we're going to spell that out. CRESCENDO music.org. Thank you so much, Christine. It's always a pleasure. Maybe we can get together before you start your summer activities as well. And good luck with the concerts and the tango workshops.
Many thanks.